Leo Chang, Habit, from the album Transference, will be also performing at Kraak Festival 2025, and we're all very interested whether or not he's going to bring his custom-made performance system. Let's move on to a different country. We're going to Slovakia, and Slovakia, that always means the MAPA label, or at least for us, for our radio show. Mihaila Turcherova. I listened to the album, Alain E. My first impression was heavy focus on rhythm.
Yeah, it's really strange knowing that it's a saxophone, and there's just this very like thumpy physicality, which is, I guess, what she goes for. She was classically trained since she was a child, basically, and at some point just wanted more from the instruments. And she's been living in Copenhagen for, I think, 5 years now, and just being in that atmosphere of, I don't know, I guess, Copenhagen artists just really inspired her to go for a different sound. And I, for me personally, I don't think I've ever heard anything like this. Like, yeah, it's just really strange and really hypnotic, even if it's very stunted, and but it's still like so rhythmical, and it's so strange to know that it's a sax.
Yeah, we're both kind of struggling to explain exactly how it sounds. So I think the best thing we can do is play the song itself and let the listeners decide for themselves. In Flux E from Mihaila Turcherova.
Thank you.
Mikhaila Turchegova, Influx E from the album Alain E, appeared last year, or came out last year on the MOPA label. Next up is, I would say, one of the more well-known artists on Krak Festival this year, UK artist Rodri Davis, and he's bringing his harp.
I hope. No, yeah, I suppose he's going to be bringing his harp, and who knows what he's going to do on it, because also just listening to his output of the last, even just the last couple of years, it can go from this strange, stunted, sculptural sound to this more screechy, droney. I guess he really does use the harp as this sculptural implement, and just explores what can be done with it. And sometimes I haven't seen him live, but when you hear it, sometimes it feels like digital collage, and I think he's just playing the harp, but just the way he's harnessed his approach to it is super special. Like, it's one of my, he's also one of my favorite artists of the last 5 years, so it's really exciting and to have him over.
You've also been trying to get him on the festival itself.
Well, not the festival particularly, just a Krak show or a Krak moment, but it's, I don't know, I think there's always so many things that go into planning a show and a festival. You know, it's a bit tricky to talk about without sounding, or I don't know, without getting into some conflictive thoughts process, but there are just things that, like, at some point there's space for only so many people, and you kind of have to sacrifice. And also when you're programming with other people, which has been the case for as long as I've been doing Krakfest, until this year that I programmed the festival alone so I could do whatever I wanted for once. It's probably not going to be the case forever, but yeah, I went for it.
You went for it, and you got Rodri Davis on your bill. We're going to listen to a live album, Wound Response, and yeah, there's no song titles. It's just number 5 from Rodri Davis. Number five from Rodri Davis on his harp. Yes, it's the sound of a harp. The song was on the album Wound Response, the live version of that album. Next up is Statoil, and I think both of us did our research. or we both tried to do our research on the Norwegian / Danish band. And what did we find?
Well, that it's an oil company, basically. Statoil, you know, it's funny, they're on Shape platform and everything, and even there's nothing about them. That just their weird cryptic bio about being basically, I don't know, an oil band with environmental anti-capitalist bent, and three guys, I think they're all Norwegian, but at least two of them live in Denmark and one still lives in Norway. And they play loud. That's what they wrote on their writer. We play loud. There's nothing you can do about it. And I think that's all we can know about them. I do not expect them to answer my interview questions when I write them in a week. So who knows? I think you have to come to the festival if you want to actually ask them questions.
Yeah, I looked online and I saw it. They described themselves as oil core, which makes it even more nebulous.
Sludgy. Not even that sludgy. It's, yeah.
No, it reminds me, in spirit, I would say it reminds me of guitar-based industrial music from, let's say, late 70s, early 80s. But even then, it's too hard to describe, really.
Yeah, and I guess it has this kind of hardcore, but also slightly, I don't know, technical and very precise thing. Like, yeah, I don't think these guys are mucking around too much in the oil.
All right, let's have a listen. Trying to make music with our oil money, Statoil. We'll be right back. trying to make music with our oil money, the enigmatic trio of Stat Oil off the album Black Gold Shadow Ring. Then that's the next one. UK band were active in '90s. They disbanded in 2002, approximately. And now they're back and they're on Krak Festival.
They're back on their giant world tour of 3 dates, months apart. But they miraculously agreed to play Krak Festival, and it's pretty exciting. I guess a pretty influential band for a lot of people, I guess. No, but it's apparently the last show they'll play as a band, so they say. I mean, they've gotten back together.
An emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, totally. I think they understand the how they have people in their grip, but I guess it's a kind of iconic band, and I'm not really sure what to expect. What I've seen from their shows played recently in London and Paris was pretty compelling, and it just seems like they're doing this kind of reinterpretation of their classic, so to speak. The material is so vast, it's hard to even know where to start. Or, of course, there's the box set. But you get lost in it.
Pretty large.
So yeah, I think you can just pick any point and somewhere you'll find something for you in the Shadow Ring discography, and hopefully at the show also. I think it's what I've seen is really impressive, and they've all continued having their careers. At least Graham Lampkin and Tim Goss have played Krak stuff as solo. In their solo capacities or in their other groupings. So yeah, they've been keeping busy and making bleak poetry and sound since then.
Okay, and we had the same problem as you, where to start, which song to play. So we picked something off of, I would say one of their most well-known albums, City Lights. Here's the title track, City Lights, from the Shadow Ring.
Thank you.
The Shadow Ring City Lights, one of their most well-known albums. We've got two more songs that we're going to play, but we are going to talk about a bunch more artists that are also appearing on CAAC Festival 2025. I still have to get used to that we're already in 2025, even though we're halfway February. I don't know.
too soon.
Julio or Julio. I'm super confused. Julio Erasmus. And then another band. X-Worm 3000 is the new incarnation. But it's always something with worm, right?
I guess. I don't know. He's a bit wormy. Julio, if you've ever seen him play, he kind of... No, I don't know. I feel that what happened is he released a solo album last year. And he's always played in bands. He's from Manchester, son of Alan Erasmus, one of the Hacienda, or I don't know. He's an important guy, apparently. It would really annoy him to hear this, Julio. But no. And I think he just always played in bands. He had a band called Duds and Handel. Recently, he was playing for a while with a drummer in Umar Ellen's Daura. And I think when his solo record came out, it's what I assume. I could be wrong, but knowing the guy, and maybe he's mentioned it, that he just wanted to play with people. And so this worm band in all their iterations, I think it's kind of the core bands that plays with him, but there's always slight modifications according to who can follow him on tour or who can play at certain gigs.
Yeah, like for example, last year it was The End of the Worm, and this time it's X-Worm 3000.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I saw that it's going to be something different, even like The Worm 3000, or I don't know. It's a lot of... I think he's just trying to keep everyone on their toes.
We're going to play a song of his album, Second Attempt, Collapsed Speech, from Julio Erasmus and X-Worm 3000. We'll be right back. Julio Erasmus and X-Worm 3000, Collapsed Speech from the album Second Attempt. By the way, earlier last month, there was a live album also from Julio Erasmus that came out. That was a show that was played on the Mea Kusma Festival in 2024. We almost mentioned every band on the Kraakfest bill, except a few that we're going to talk about now, but unfortunately we don't have time to play any music of them, but we'll still mention them, starting with a French duo, Muon S, one of the groups where I couldn't find a lot of information about.
Yeah, it's one of these bands that's also like made up of people that circulate a lot in the French scene. Jean Bender, he's I guess a noiser who also dabbles in circuit bending. And Anna Gaiotti, she is a performer, a dancer. And so together they mic'd up some tap shoes and made screeching noise. And I think it's going to be super special because, well, already, I mean, it sounds kind of like a joke, like tap dance noise. But I think it's real, and, you know, the French do this stuff pretty well. So from what I've seen or what I've heard is like it's very raw, it's very gritty, it's very screechy, but it's also very visual, very physical. So it's more of the performative angle of Kraakfest this year.
Next up, Italy, R. Moro, Riccardo Moro.
You found that.
Yes,
the elusive R. Moro.
Italian artist, I would say, sounds mostly electronic, a little bit playful.
Yeah, it's a bit carnivalesque in a way, but also, I don't know, it reminds me of kind of, you know, African, like sub-Saharan guitar mixed with like, I don't know, Ethiopian keyboard. And he's just a one-man band playing, like alternating between these things. It's really special and kind of outsidery and hypnotic. And yeah, I saw him play at a festival in Stuttgart a couple of years ago in Troglobatum, and it's just the kind of thing that when he gets into it, you just can't get out. You're just dancing or just entranced by like this flow of grooviness. It's not really that transparent in his SoundCloud and his output, which is more, I don't know, a lot of soundtracks and different things that he's worked on, and I can't guarantee what he'll do at Kraakfest, but I did ask him to close. So
then Seraphim Blush, artist from the UK. I don't think we found any music of her.
No, she's the most elusive of and this is, you know, sometimes when doing these festival programs, there's like this sort of like someone's vouching for somebody, like this person is amazing, like, you know, you'll never find anything on them, but you should really book them for the festival. And I think there was like five people that told me this about Seraphim Blush, five people that I trust, five friends from the UK who got the chance to see her a few times. She opened for Carl Stone in Leeds a few months ago. So you can kind of imagine, it's kind of like, I think she just kind of plays with CD players and creates this crazy like digital detritus collage. The things, she sent me her EP, which maybe I should have sent you guys, but you know, so much going on. I don't even know where it'll be released, but it's really beautiful and it's super interesting. And I'm really curious what it's going to be like, because I don't know either.
Something we do know is a Belgian DJ Hippocampo, Elfo van de Velde.
Yeah. Yeah, of Capello and the Poxcat crew. Yeah, we really like Ev, and I've seen her DJ once or twice, and she's just such good energy. I think she also really, really knows how to bring on the sort of folksy fanfare party, so she is a great closer, I think.
Yeah. And finally, not the closer on the bill, but the final group we're going to talk about, Shitty Shed. What a name. From France.
Oh, her name is Judith, I think. No, it's Judith. She comes from or she lives in this really like middle of nowhere town in France, and also just someone that's making the rounds in the French underground circuit, which is really interconnected and everyone just kind of plays everywhere, but doesn't get out that much from those circuits. And I believe she has a pretty simple setup, like maybe, I think just like this dactylo or like this, yeah, just a sampler thingy that she, you see her in videos and she's just like going crazy on it. Like it's really, really impressive and energetic. And it's, yeah, French gabber, as you would imagine.
Yeah, really, really messy French gabber. Some practical information. Crac Festival, it's one day. It's Saturday, the 8th of March.
Yes.
At Het Bos in Antwerp?
Yes. Tickets are online and on sale, and they're going pretty fast. We've already sold about half the tickets. I guess there's going to be a few more things that we still haven't 100% confirmed, but we're going to have screenings in the top room, which usually we use for shows, but this time there's just going to be a dedicated screening room curated by a British collective mysterious guy called Surrealism in Motion, who restores animation films from like old VHSs. So that's gonna be, I just read about that now on the train, like he finally confirmed. But that's that. We're probably gonna have our bespoke beer by Brasserie Sans Tête. Tickets are tiered price. Three prices, 28, 30, I don't even know our own prices, 35 and 40, depending on what you can afford or what you want to give. And we are also going to probably launch a nightlife ticket. Probably in the next couple of weeks, we'll put it online because seeing as tickets are going quite fast. So it'll be a reduced price ticket for the nighttime program, which will be between 9 and, well, from 9 onwards, so 9:30 onwards. Still to be specified, but keep an eye out for that because it'll be €15 for party.
Yeah, and your website is crac.net, right?
That's correct.
Okay, Gabriela, thank you for coming
you.
To our studio, and we wish you all the best with the Thanks. 2025 edition.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
KCRW, Nina Hagen, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today and sharing the thoughts and the feelings with us. As you said, you're off to New York to play, and then you're into Europe to play some gigs. When can we expect to see you back in California, and when is this new music going to be released, do you think?
We are back in town beginning of September, entering studio, put it all on a CD, burn it, and throw it towards you.
Throw it out there. Well, good luck with the tour, good luck with the new music, and thanks again, Nick, for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks. One love.
Thank you. My thanks to Nina Hagen and her band, and I actually have everybody's names here, so why don't I do that? Paul Russler, keyboards, Jeff Mintz on drums, Joshua Lopez on guitar, and Brad Van Lonen on bass. I hope I got all that right.
Yeah? Totally.
Okay, thanks again for joining us, guys. We do appreciate it.
Okay.
And as I said, Nina on her way to New York City and doing great work out there. Thanks to Nina. Thanks to Barbara Baker and Timothy Eaton, who are the managers of Nina Hagen these days. Theo Mandel, our engineer. Kelly Cowan as well. Sterling Meredith for in-studio assistance. Ariana Morgenstern for producing this program. Thank you to you for listening. And tomorrow we will be joined by Lisa Germano, Tickling the Ivories. This is KCRW Santa Monica at 89.9, KCRY Indio Palm Springs 89.3, and KCRU Oxnard Ventura 89.1 FM. KCRW is a community service of Santa Monica College, National Public Radio for more of Southern California.